BOE back in session. As to BOE. 126, the taxpayer has not called or come in for her designated time. I was going to ask the assessor, what is the 254,190 value is the same value as last year? In other words, it's my understanding. No, it's not. I think it did go up, is our recollection. And it went up, is my understanding, because she asked you to come back out there and reassess?
The notes I have in the system for 2025, per owner call into office, no ag production, so we adjusted her land. That's all I've got for that. And then I'm trying to see where we're at on the...
Had she had an agricultural designation prior to that?
Yes.
She had?
I guess she did, and she requested us to change it.
I think she had two abatements.
So now her, I'm looking, she's only at 0.19% total with the changes she's had. So in 2024, it looks like she was 262,370, and now she's 254,190. But then we had the index change, so that's why she's now at a 0.19. And
okay, did she check off valuation, classification? What did she check off?
Valuation, classification.
Okay, so what she's arguing is that she had an ag classification that went to residential?
Right.
She had a...
It says took off an ag.
She wanted us to remove the ag, which we did, because she's under 10 acres, and it raised her. So, again, with...
She wanted it classified as residential?
She's always been residential. I'm saying when you talk about the sixes and the sevens, I think, whatever he did on that. So she's residential all the way across now, and her value is 254,190. And let me look at, if you look at the P-Val, I think you'll see the difference. 238, 254.
In her notes, it looks like she's arguing because it went up.
Yeah, her land was appraised at agricultural, and now it's been moved, I think, into residential. Yeah, it's all residential.
Where is she located, anyway?
She is on the shade.
Five Oak Coffee Road.
Okay, I know where that is.